Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the standoff over the homeless crisis in Venice really heating up today because the sheriff says starting today he's going to send his deputies out there. It's LAPD territory, but the sheriff's going to send his people out there. Hopes to have the homeless camps cleared out by the 4th of July. Let's get more from Venice this morning. KMX 1070. John Barron.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva says the city of L.A. is not getting it done, and neither is the county of L.A., that they're not doing anything to resolve the homelessness issue, and so he's going to jump in and do something himself. He's bringing outreach teams here to the boardwalk, including deputies, to work on getting the homeless into housing and cleaning things up by the July 4th holiday. He says the area has gotten more and more dangerous, and he's just responding to complaints.
We've got to put an end to this, and we need to get people to help they need, and we need to stop allowing this to become a magnet for the rest of the nation to send their homeless to.
He believes LAPD has been handcuffed by politicians and can't get anything done. He also contends that since he covers the whole county, he has jurisdiction and he can take action here. Live at Venice Beach, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Big fire downtown this morning. 150 firefighters on the scene. It hit a three-story commercial building at 3rd near Los Angeles Street. L.A. Fire Captain Eric Scott told us that it broke out about 2 o'clock this morning.
We did have evidence of what appeared to be an explosion due to rolling steel doors that were pushed outward, canisters that appeared to have been exploded and spread literally city blocks wide.
They managed to keep it from spreading.
Just to the east was a retirement type of a center, 5-story building that we were able to put firefighters in and ensure that no smoke or flames got into that building, and we did not have to do any formal evacuation of any of the nearby buildings.
They did have a homeless camp nearby that did catch fire. They put that one out rather quickly. No reports of any injuries, and of course, this fire is still under investigation.
The couple arrested in connection with the shooting death of 6-year-old Aiden Laos in Orange County, supposed to make their first court appearance today.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer declined to specify what charges may be lodged against Ara's Marcus Anthony and Wynn Lee, but he did indicate they may face separate counts depending on their roles in the incident and the intent of their actions. Spitzer indicated he hoped the pair would have followed the request he made while they were still at large.
I was unequivocally clear with them. Turn yourself in. Turn yourself in. And they didn't.
While a surrender could have been a mitigating factor in sentencing if the pair was convicted, Spitzer says he feels no compassion for either of them now or in the future.
Now it's time for the system to do what it's designed to do, and that is hold people accountable.
If filing papers are submitted this morning, the pair could be formally arraigned later in the day. In Orange County, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A problem with an electrical circuit breaker is now blamed for forcing an early end to the online meeting of the West Hollywood City Council. That happened last night. Members able to do some business before the problem cut it down, including confirming David Wilson as the new city manager. But a lot of other items, including the controversy over Robertson, have to be moved to the next meeting that will be next month.
Orange County supervisors talking about the budget for the next year, hoping the county will actually be able to restore some jobs that were eliminated because of money issues during the pandemic. But that could only happen if property tax and sales tax revenue continue to climb and if the state puts in place some new programs that would give the county what they call more breathing room.
State election officials still in the process of deciding when the recall should take place, the election. But more and more Democrats are calling for an early vote, including state lawmaker Steve Glazer, who heads up the Elections Committee in the Senate. He says the move would help the governor.
He doesn't make the actual choice for when that date will be, but there is some flexibility in when that election is called. And I think it's better for him and for the state if we have it sooner, August or September. Get it behind us so that he can focus on governing the state and not have the politics from the peanut gallery shooting at him at every turn.
There's been a lot of discussion about when that recall should take place. Some have suggested even late November. Latest polling does show that the governor wins by more than 15 points.
A warning going out about possible scams linked to this new vaccine lottery that started last week. The San Jose Mercury News reporting that some people heard from scammers impersonating state officials through emails, texts, and phone calls. The California Department of Public Health says winners will not be asked to provide bank information or to pay any fees.
City of L.A. opening a new vaccination site at Union Station this morning. It'll be open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8. At the east portal of the station. It's part of the city's effort to distribute vaccines equitably and to reach communities with low vaccination rates. Walk-ins are welcome. You can make an appointment if you want to on thecarbonhealth.com. All three vaccines are available there, including the Pfizer for anybody 12 and older.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.